This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Welcome to the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I am Nate Schreiber, and as always, with my co-host, Alex Pollins.
The Buffalo Bills are somehow 3-0, which sounds weird to say when they're up 28-3 in a game. It felt like all hope was lost, and then they snatched victory from the jaws of defeat.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been, I think I heard one of, or someone say after the game, the third biggest blown lead, third biggest comeback in NFL history. If the Bills had lost that game. And I know I saw, and I was had the ESPN win probability thing on, and when the Rams, I think, had like an 80, it was almost an 85% chance of winning at one point in that game, after the Bills were already up 28-3. It was just, the Bills still have their third quarter issues. But otherwise, I mean, it was just a wild, wild game. And I'm still kind of in amazement that the Bills somehow won that. I just didn't feel great about it as soon as the Rams scored their second touchdown.
And Nate, this was the second week in a row that during the game we texted each other, and we thought the game was over in the fourth quarter. And it really has felt like that 2 weeks in a row. And I think that says a lot about Josh Allen and this offense, that games we're used to the Buffalo Bills losing, they are winning because of their quarterback, and for really no other reason.
Yeah, I mean, this was the first good defense that the Bills have faced, and one of the best secondaries that Josh Allen is going to face all year. And he's looked like the same guy he's looked like the first 2 weeks of the season, for the most part. He's going to, like we say, do some weird things every week. Some weird slash dumb things every week. He did one weird thing today, a couple of dumb things, but the ridiculous things he does are almost always going to outweigh them.
Yeah, just look at the 3rd and 22 completion to Cole Beasley, where he put it on a spot where only Cole Beasley was getting the ball and moving forwards towards the first down line to get a first down and continue the game for them. And yes, the interception that wasn't an interception, it was a turnover-worthy throw. There's no disputing that. And I think we could have a long discussion about how bad the officiating was in this game. But when it came down to it, Josh Allen won this team the game. And, you know, it was a roller coaster ride. You got the full Josh Allen experience. But at the end of the day, you look at the numbers and you trust your eyes. And he's playing really good football through 3 weeks. And he's probably, you know, second an MVP voting, if there was any, after 3 weeks, to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, and Russell Wilson is having like an all-time start to the season. Like, he's having probably, through three games, the best start to a season that any quarterback's ever had. Like, I think, what do you have, 14 touchdowns and like 18 incompletions? Like, the guy is just insane. But he's either the second best or the best quarterback in the league right now. And depending, I mean, Mahomes is really good, but those guys are the top two. Allen, to be in the same conversation with him after his first two seasons in the league, I mean, pretty crazy.
It really is. And before I get lost in how much of a roller coaster this game was, it seems like every week the Bills coaching staff is doing a really good job in game planning, both offensively and defensively. They tend to dominate the first half. But for some reason, once we hit the second half, the other team makes adjustments both on offense and defense, and it takes the Bills until 5 minutes left in the game to figure out how to react to those adjustments and stop it. And when it came down to it, the defense got a stop when they needed it in the fourth quarter. But it's just, like you said, they have third quarter issues, and I don't know what it is that the Bills cannot figure out how to adjust to the opposing team's adjustments. And we'll have to look at the All-22 to figure out exactly what Sean McVay did here in the second half on offense, but there was just guys running wide open everywhere.
Yeah, Alex, I think part of that this week was that they for playing against probably the best offensive coach in the NFL. But like you said, it's been a problem the first 3 weeks where after halftime, the Bills just don't play as well. And this has been a thing going back to last year, carried over to this year. And it's going to be a problem if it continues all season because, yes, the Bills are 3-0 right now. Yes, they will probably still win the division and make the playoffs if they continue to have third quarter issues. But they can't have third quarter issues if you want to make a playoff run or you want to beat the really, really good teams in this league, like Kansas City, in a few weeks. You can't come out and lose to Kansas City 21-0 in the third quarter and hope to win a football game.
You're right. That's just not going to happen. But you also have to give the at least Sean McDermott credit for how he managed the clock in the final stretch of that game. He knew his defense was struggling, and the Bills had moved the ball into Rams territory coming up to the two-minute warning, and the Bills were fine to just press the brakes and run some clock off to make sure that their offense decided that game. They weren't going to score too early and give the ball back to the Rams, who had absolutely shredded them all second half. McDermott made sure that if they were going to score, it was going to be inside the last 30 seconds of that game, and the Rams were going to have, there's nothing they could do about it. I mean, the game was over at that point. So you really have to give McDermott credit, and he's come a long way since he began coaching in this league, you know, 3 or 4 years ago now. He's becoming one of the best coaches at managing the game clock.
Yeah, and the other huge advantage that he had in terms of trying to manage the clock is the Rams had to use a timeout, I think, on their first possession of the second half, and they used another one. Did they have any timeouts left on that drive? They had one left, I think, right?
I think they called a timeout on one of the third downs on defense there.
Yeah, so that was their last one. Like, they wasted timeouts. They wasted one timeout in each half because Jared Goff wasn't going to snap the ball fast enough and Sean McVay had to call timeout. And those timeouts came back. I mean, not that it definitely would have made the difference, but it gave Sean McDermott an advantage in managing the clock because the Rams really couldn't stop it even if they wanted to. And the Bills had all of theirs to use, so they could run any play they wanted when they were under a minute because they could just call a timeout.
Yeah, and you really have to give Allen a lot of credit. I know there's a couple of mistakes he made on that final drive, but neither of them were catastrophic that absolutely ruined their chances at winning because he made exceptional plays to make up for it. And there's probably going to be a point in this season that Allen will make a backbreaking turnover on one of those drives because of some of the risks that he takes. But that's okay because it's won them two games so far.
Yeah, and I don't even necessarily consider the attempted lateral mistake. I mean, yes, it was a mistake in the sense that the ball went out of bounds and they didn't gain any yards out of it. And the fact that no reasonable player probably is going to expect your quarterback to do that. But if Isaiah McKenzie had been expecting that, he probably gets a first down. And there's no downside to trying to lateral someone when there's no one there and he's right next to the sideline. It's going to go out of bounds. I don't hate that. Not that it was a great idea, but I like some things Josh Allen does. I don't hate that, at least attempting that. It was much better than the other laterals he's attempted in his career.
That's exactly right. And the other mistake to me was taking that sack early in that drive and after they had just moved the ball a little bit, and that left them with a really long second down. And it was that exceptional play on 3rd and 22 that came right after that, I think, to make up for it. But all in all, they got to 3-0. It was a very roundabout way from how we thought it was going to get there when they were up 28-3. And, you know, we kind of all hope was lost there in the fourth quarter, and they found a way to do it again.
Yeah, that game is, and that's the Josh Allen experience. You're going to get that from him. Like that's why he's one of the more polarizing players and why he's also super fun to watch, whether or not you're a Bills fan, because he just does, he makes something out of nothing and tries to make something out of nothing way more often than he should. And he just is a fun player to watch. He will almost always try, especially at the end of games, try to make every single play work, even if it's not there. And when this season and when he makes it work, which he has in his career for the most part, with all the fourth quarter comebacks, it is a hell of a lot of fun to watch.
It really is. And he was pretty efficient passing the ball again today. It was 9.4 yards per attempt. And that's something I honestly just never expected out of him, was passing efficiency. And that was the one thing that was really holding him back. And I haven't looked at, you know, the leaderboards after today, but he's got to be in the top of the league of passing yards right now. Has anyone else gone over 300 all three games? I don't think so.
Josh Allen has, and part of that is the Bills throw the ball a ton. They're throwing the ball more than any other team in the league that's, I think any other team in the league at all, but especially any other team that's winning, because most of the time the teams that throw the ball a ton are not winning, and they're throwing because they have to or score more points. So the Bills choose to throw just because they know they're good at it. Josh, he's second in the league in passing to Dak. Dak threw almost 60 times today, so he's thrown a lot more, had a lot more throws than Josh Allen had, and that's because the Cowboys have been not winning, and the games have been playing, and they've had to come from behind. They lost today, or they had to try to come from behind twice now this season. So I think yards per attempt, Josh Allen is a little bit higher than where Dak is.
Yeah, and how about Gabriel Davis in this game? It looks like the Bills, I don't know if they schemed to have him open all the time, knowing that John Brown and Stephon Diggs would draw most of the attention, but he had a huge game, and he already looks like a seasoned pro. I mean, the guy just does not look like a rookie out there.
Yeah, he's a guy who he doesn't do everything well, but the things he does well, he does really, really well. And the Bills are just asking him to do the things that he's good at, which is that's why this coaching staff has been so good, because they really only ask their players to do the things that their players are good at. And it's why Josh Allen's gotten so much better. It's not just because he's improved, which he has, but he's also been asked to do more of the things that he's good at, which is, in my opinion, the most important part of being a coach in the first place.
Absolutely. And I do have some concerns with the defense overall, at least how they play in the second half. We'll have to see what the All-22 shows of just what happened there. I think Sean McVay is largely what happened. And then the offensive line just got their heads caved in there, especially in the fourth quarter. It seemed like Allen was running for his life almost every play.
Yeah, I mean, and having Aaron Donald on your team is part of that. I mean, and he just had an absolutely monster game. And the offensive line has been pretty good for the most part this season. I would argue they've been one of the better offensive lines in the whole NFL before that fourth quarter. So I wouldn't worry a ton about that. The defense does concern me a little bit, but it's one game. I don't want to read too much into that. I do think, though, that teams are going to have a good time running the football against the Bills this season. And not that running super efficient, but going to see a lot of teams put up a ton of yards on the ground against the Bills. Even if they don't win the game or score a ton of points, the Bills' run defense is not going to be great.
And we saw that last year as well. And they eventually corrected it. They weren't, I think they were one of the better run-stopping teams over, you know, the final stretch of the season. So there's plenty of time to figure those things out. Nate, is there anything you want to add before we come back with a more in-depth review of this game once we get a chance to see the All-22?
The only other thing is the referees in that game were just hilarious, and there's going to be so much talk on Twitter about how there are bad calls, or the pass interference was a bad call, which arguable. The interception was just ridiculous. The fact that was called, the not overturning it was fine, but the fact that it was called interception on the field was very ridiculous, and like, two phantom penalties on the Bills' offensive line. The Bills have had 2 weeks in a row now. Two of the worst block in the back calls. One was blocking the back. One was the blindside block. With like weird calls that I've ever seen, like just absolutely phantom calls. And it's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's just like what the referees have seemed, and not just in this game, but in every game, to have just been way worse this season.
Yeah, and that may largely be due to not having a preseason, but I don't want to make excuses for them. You can't just make calls that are that bad. But it worked out in the Bills' favor. They eventually ended up winning the game, and that's better than how it would have resulted in the past. I think even last year's Bills team's probably sitting at 1-2 right now, but they're 3-0, and that's really all that matters.
And they're winning because of their offense. So, I mean, that's a mark of good teams in the NFL. And hopefully we can see it continue against the Raiders next week. And I'm looking forward to getting to watch this game back and seeing if what we think happened or what we think the Bills did well is actually the case.
So that'll bring us to an end of this episode of the Bills Breakdown Podcast. I'm your co-host, Alex Pollinger.
And I am Nate Schreiber.
Subscribe, download, give us a rating and a review wherever you get your podcast. It helps other people find the show. Do us a favor and follow us on Twitter at @Bills_Breakdown. Send us any questions, comments, feedback to BillsBreakdownPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.